jewel thief. One of them was Jeffrey Rockman, whose name was found on a piece of paper in Weiss's office. Police learned that Rockman, 33, was a jewel thief who worked for a Canadian organized crime syndicate and was believed to have sold stolen property to Weiss. But police did not find Rockman in time to question him about the killing. On April 29, 1980, he was shot to death in his Marina del Rey townhouse. Orozco says detectives learned that Rockman's real name was Anthony Starr, and that he'd been given the new identity after entering the Federal Witness Protection Program when he testified in a Detroit bank robbery case. Police believe his killing was unrelated to the Weiss case. Ronald Lonius was another thief and a drug dealer who police learned had associated with Weiss. Though he was investigated, there was never any evidence to connect him to the slaying. On July 1, 1981, Lonius, 37, was one of four people beaten to death in a Laurel Canyon drug den. A former Hollywood nightclub owner and his bodyguard were charged last year with killing the victims in revenge for a robbery. Orozco says Lonius earlier had been associated with Horace McKenna, a former California Highway Patrol officer who operated a string of bars featuring nude dancers. McKenna was believed by police to have ties to prostitution, counterfeiting, narcotics, and gambling in the Los Angeles area. Investigators in the Weiss case attempted to learn whether McKenna was connected to the Weiss killing, but never were able to establish that the two men knew each other. McKenna was killed March 9th at the gate of his Orange County estate when a gunman fired a machine gun into the back of the limousine in which he was riding. The slaying remains unsolved. Through the years, names contained in Weiss case files have often come up in unrelated cases, Orozco says, but detectives have never put a name on the tall blonde man. Although a mob informant once told police that the men who killed Weiss were themselves killed to maintain organized crime's veil of silence, Orozco believes the killers may still be alive and free. Helvin has retired, and Orozco handles other cases, but he still gets calls from informants offering street information on the Weiss killing. And sometimes he hears from law officers who've heard of the case in the course of other investigations. In other unsolved cases, you usually hit the wall, where you've exhausted your investigation and you put it away, he says. This one isn't like that. You can put it away, but it keeps coming back. Orozco occasionally drives the same route Vic Weiss took on his last ride. He's waiting for the piece of data that will lead to an arrest, or the name of the blonde man. Somebody will have to get jammed up, arrested on something else, and want to give us some help, he says wistfully. Note: the Vic Weiss murder case remains unsolved.